Welcome to the Pleasure Collective podcast. This podcast will help you experience life through a lens of ecstasy to create a desire-driven, pleasure-led reality, to normalize pleasure in motherhood, and to light a pleasure-filled path back home to yourself. My name is Regan Figg. I'm the author of A Mother's Pleasure. I am a coach and NLP practitioner. I'm a wife and mama to three little wildlings. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here with me. See what I did there? It's a pleasure to share this work and play with you through the podcast. I am so thrilled for you to be here, and I'm honored for you to share your time, your energy, and your attention with me listening to this podcast. Chances are, if you're like me, you've probably got a very full plate. There's probably a lot going on. Your kids are probably going to bed late. There's Christmas parties. There's end of year functions. There's a whole range of stuff going on. So what I'm going to be sharing with you over the next couple of weeks leading up to Christmas is my Divine Days experience with you. And this is very bite-sized episodes to help you cultivate more of your feminine energy and ultimately allow you to step into, sink into, open to pleasure a little bit more. Pleasure. So these episodes are really short. So it's not designed to give you a complete understanding or learned embodiment of feminine and masculine energy and the attributes of the feminine. But these are little bite-sized pieces. So you can start to cultivate more of that feminine energy and tap into a little bit more of those attributes that will help us at this really full-on busy end of year time. I hope this allows you to finish the year with a little less stress and a little more pleasure. Welcome to day four. Okay, closing your eyes. I invite you to take a deep breath in through the nose, sigh it out through the mouth. Let's do that again. In through the nose. Relax the face out through the mouth. And one more time, dropping the shoulders. Inhale through the nose. Exhale, melt the shoulders down. Keeping the eyes closed. And just noticing any areas where you might feel any kind of resistance or anxiety or stress or tension. And just take the next couple of breaths to really feel into that, to become aware of it, to not judge it. And intentionally imagine as you exhale, you're releasing that from your body. You're letting it go. Maybe it's a belief, maybe it's a conversation. Maybe it's something that's been bothering you. I invite you to relax your body, and with each exhale, imagine that coming up and out of your body, exiting from your nose as you exhale, allowing you to feel softer and lighter, clearer. Allowing your body to feel a certain level of flow that maybe wasn't there before. And when you're ready, blinking your eyes open. So today we are going to be focusing on letting something go. Today we are focusing on flow. So the feminine is all about flow. The masculine is all about form. And one thing that can stop us from allowing this flow to take place is when we're hanging on to things that aren't serving us. Whether that is a conversation we've had with someone that's kind of aggravated us. Or maybe it is certain things that we do throughout our day that aren't serving us. Maybe it's certain practices of mindlessly picking up our phone or going on social media. Maybe it is requiring to let go of some kind of tension that you're hanging on to. Maybe it's a grudge.
Maybe it is this idea or this desire to feel like you really need to have things sorted 100% of the time. So I invite you to consider, what is it? What could be one thing that you can let go of today? What could be one thing that you could let go of today so that it clears that space, that energetic space, to allow that feminine energy to flow? Now, this might be a tricky thing for you to think about. Maybe you're not really sure. It doesn't need to be anything really profound. It could be something really simple as well. So a practice you might like to do would be to perhaps sit down with your journal or with a piece of paper and a pen, or even maybe fingertips to your phone, and just writing out, like, what is it that I want to let go of? Even asking that question out loud or writing it down, like expressing it out of you, often can bring really great clarity to knowing what it is that you want to let go of. So today I invite you to think about the thing. What is it that you want to let go of, and how can you do that? And tomorrow we're going to have a little practice as to how we can kind of help ourselves flip the switch on that, right? So I invite you today, maybe just throughout the day, become aware of what might be the thing that is not serving you right now, that is popping up in your mind, in your body, in your life, that isn't serving you, that you'd like to let go of. Often when we have these, I don't want to call them like energetic blocks, right? Because it sounds very serious if you've got an energetic block. But yeah, often when we have these things that are in our energy field that are causing friction, that are causing aggravation, that are causing us to contract, it doesn't allow us to flow with our energy. It can create confusion. It can create feelings of the opposite of bliss. And so, yeah, I invite you today to consider what it is that you would like to let go of.
If you're loving the podcast, please do share it. Please share it with some friends. You know, share it to your socials. Write a review, even if it's just to give it 5 stars, if you're loving the podcast. If you're not, maybe don't worry about it.
If you're enjoying these Divine Days episodes and want to dive in a little bit deeper with my work, you can buy my book, A Mother's Pleasure, at any online or in-store book retailers. You can head to my website and you'll find a couple of freebie things you get to play with there. Or you can work with me one-on-one. I'm currently taking applications for early 2023. You'll find that information at reganfick.com. Big love to you. Bye for now.